So, I got to attend a funeral for a former boss of mine, actually. It was nice. Who'd you get? Anyway, who'd you get?
Christian Watson.
Doc's drafting.
Christian Watson. Of course he did. Anyways.
So, went to a funeral for a former boss of mine. Great service. Long, successful life. A lot of family friends got to get up and say some really nice things. But I think my favorite part of it was going up to pay my final respect. I finally got to just kneel over and whisper, "Look who's thinking outside the box now, Gary."
Yeah.
I think he'd be so proud of me.
Fuck you, Gary.
Well, he always pressured me to think outside the box.
Hey, you wanna know who else gets a fuck you? Brian. We got a second cease and desist.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, same Brian.
Yeah.
Brian.
Same shirt.
Same old shirt. What do you say?
This is my intellectual property. You can't copyright words.
Yeah, Brian, we're also intellectuals, so I don't want to hear it. Don't want to hear it, Brian.
If it's your shirt, why do we make them and sell
them? Yes! Brian? That's great. Okay. It's Monday and it's hot as shit. Welcome to the second office.
Storms are approaching.
Your host, Alec George, Doc and Sody. Storms are approaching. 40% chance of a thunderstorm according to the iPhone weather app.
So,
you know what that means?
Well,
it means 40% chance storms, right?
No. But I just wanted to warn everybody in case we lose power and you guys get like a 12-minute episode. I'm not saying it's going to happen.
Yeah, you just jinxed it.
But that's, you know why. But Georgie, yeah, we looked at the weather app and he said there's a 40% chance of a storm coming in. And I said, that's not actually what it means. And Doc immediately agreed. Doc, what does, when it says 40%, again, I'm assuming you're using a weather app that has your location. So when you pull it open, it's going to give you the weather for you, baby.
Correct.
Perfect.
It means 40% of the area will experience rain.
Yep. So what does really? What area does it say? St. Paul?
Yeah.
40% of St. Paul is going to experience rain around that time.
Thunderstorms in this case.
Yeah. 40% of the area. Kind of cool, right?
It makes a lot more sense, and that's more accurate information.
Exactly.
Because...
Mm-hmm.
So when we see 80%, we're like, they're full of shit.
Everybody thinks where I'm standing.
Maybe we're just part of that
20%. Well, like my dad always said, every day there's a 50% chance of rain. It either is or it isn't.
But goddamn weatherman.
When you know what percent of your area will see thunderstorms or will see rain, that's a lot. Now it's starting to sound a little more accurate.
I appreciate that. Thank you, guys.
No, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a lot of people out there that still didn't know that, so.
True.
It's good we're bringing that up.
A lot of people may still not know that we have a free episode up on our Patreon. We have a free premium episode up, so check that out.
Wait, what?
What?
Go to patreon.com/secondoffice.
We're giving stuff away for free?
Oh, it's the one we're talking all about cereal.
Wow. Oh, nice.
Where Sody, you're at your peak in that episode, man. Like, you and cereal, Christ almighty.
Yeah, but I know I miss it.
I mean, you know, right? Frosted mini wheats will do that to people.
I'm telling you.
100%.
So check that out. I went to the state fair.
Oh.
Sorry. How are you guys' weeks?
Wow.
I'm excited about I can't wait to tell you about it.
You went to the state fair.
Yeah.
Did you go with him?
No.
Oh, okay.
I didn't get invited. Did you?
No.
Yeah.
No.
I bet he went with his lovely wife.
For our anniversary.
Yeah. Well, anniversary. Wow. Nice.
God.
Isn't it
like today?
Yesterday.
Okay.
Happy ands, man.
Appreciate it.
I was like, man, today.
Hey, yeah, we're right. Down here. Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh.
You had a wall of donuts at your wedding, didn't you?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
I didn't get the invite
for that. Just popped
in,
right? I thought a beautiful wedding. I'm like, there was a wall of donuts as soon as we walked into a room filled with food.
Wish I would have been invited to that.
Salmon and bagels for breakfast.
Did you guys even know each other?
I didn't know you.
Yeah. No. Hadn't even met. Paths not crossed yet.
Man.
Doc-a-lock.
Yeah, I'm down in St. Louis being an idiot at that time.
That was a week.
Wait a minute. You said that was a formative few years for you. Or formative few years.
You can
for
be an idiot and still be forming something. Right, Doc?
All the time.
Like the guy at the Guggenheim Art Museum? You hear about that?
No.
Some dude threw his dirty Converse into an empty exhibit area in the Guggenheim in New York, I believe.
And it worked.
Everybody gathered around, took pictures of it, started talking about it, discussing it.
Oh, that's great.
And then there's a dude in the back with one shoe just laughing.
That's hilarious.
No, it proves it. Art, well, no.
It's in the eye of the beholder or something, I guess.
Something like that.
How was the damn week?
Honestly, pretty good. It was hot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's been busy. It's been busy.
All right, cool.
Busy week.
So I went to State Fair. It was great.
Tell us about that.
I will. Did everything and more that I wanted to do. So I have a checklist for the food items I could get.
I need these. I'm going tomorrow.
Okay. And by the end of it, I was like, you know what? I can't even do the cookies. I didn't get any of the cookies.
No Sweet Martha.
Nope. So if I want to go back to get the cookies, I'm going to have a hard time justifying an $18 cover charge just to buy.
Wait, they call it a cover charge
the
now?
No.
What happened to admission?
No, it's admission.
That's a cover charge.
Yeah, it's covering your entrance.
No, usually a cover charge means it's covering the cost of the band. Google it.
Well, there's a lot of bands.
Where does it?
Not going to Google it. Not going to Google it.
I am.
Anyways, $18 to get in these days, right? Which, whatever. It's stupid.
What about freestatefairticket.com?
Not familiar.
There's signs everywhere, all the time. Every year, isn't there?
Maybe. Can you trust them? Yeah, I don't know.
It's .com.
Okay, so here's what it's I got. Okay, so I start off with a Scotch egg. Love the Scotch egg. Cover that mama in horseradish. You know what I'm saying? Let's go. Love it. Do you even know what a Scotch egg is, Doc?
No.
Yes.
Doc doesn't, so I'm going to describe it. It's a hard-boiled egg wrapped in seasoned sausage. Covered to the nines in delicious breadcrumbs. Deep fry it.
Yeah.
Eat it.
It's kind of like a...
It's like breakfast.
Well, beef Wellington almost, but instead...
Yeah. Things inside of things.
Cool.
Turducken.
Super good. Man. Okay. I'm definitely not going to be able to go in order here. I think I had 8 beers. I had 8 of the 20-ouncers, 4 of which were mini donut beers.
What are those?
It's by Liftbridge, and it's super good. I'm not one for flavored alcohol or flavored beer. I typically hate it. This dang mini donut beer with sugar, yes, with sugar around the rim? Christ.
I've had it. I don't like beer. That's phenomenal.
It's a great beer.
Yep. Mm.
So I just love it. Yep. I had a bunch of those, and then I hit the Liney Lodge for the other 4. Don't recommend their... Do like a berry one, and it was like one of their concoctions. You mix it with like their standard. I was like, yeah, sure. I'm already drunk. Let's go. It was bad. Too sweet. But I drank it. Yeah. We had big fat bacon on a stick. We got the sco nuts. That was Emily's breakfast. That's at the French Meadow Bakery.
Sco? Oh, like a scone.
Nuts.
Wait.
Sco nuts filled with Nutella, powdered sugar. Super easy. Incredibly delicious. Mm. They don't offer that at either of their locations. Actually, pretty much everything they do at the State Fair, they don't offer at that locations, their locations, which is a huge mistake. They have great things. They have earth sliders. And I don't know. They're like vegetarian, vegan, whatever else. But the stuff is great.
Wheatgrass.
Emily got her breakfast there. Oh, man. We had there were 2 new gluten-free items on the menu. Nice. That Emily... And I had to try.
Ice and corn.
Nope. Nope. Potato skins with diced up pickle, ham, and bacon.
Nice.
And like some type of cream cheese. So it's like the roll-ups, right?
Cream friche.
Kind of. So it's like the roll-ups that you do that you didn't know about. You thought
ham
was weird.
Ham and pickle roll-ups? You never had those?
No.
Oh, bro. I'll bring them next week with spicy pickies.
They're insane. So essentially that, but on a potato skin.
Yeah.
Great.
Phenomenal.
Yep. Then we had bacon wrapped sausage with a tangy barbecue and a roasted jalapeno. Those are on a stick in little bites.
Yeah.
Brother-in-law Alex tagged along with us. He had to get the cookie dough on a stick.
Duh.
How long were these lines?
Not long. We go in the morning. Okay. Yep. We're breezing right through them. Man, we got the turkey leg. Emily's always got to get a turkey leg, and I help her out with that. Love the turkey legs.
I save that for Renfest, personally.
Don't blame you.
I do a Renfest turkey leg.
Do not blame you.
A little RFTL, I like to call it.
Here you go.
How do you get all that in you?
Yeah, right? I know. Plus 8 beers? I was wondering myself, but I did not struggle at all. I can tell you, the flatulence that came from this all is incredible.
Fantastic.
Yeah, ask my wife.
I don't know why I just thought of Borat's voice.
But it's funny because it went both ways.
You just ratted her out? You just did that? You just did her dirty,
You
dude.
Cannot spend 7 hours at the State Fair and come home farting.
Not farting.
So her and I are just like a damn orchestra upstairs. Just yep. It was mostly me.
You're poor animals.
I do most of mine in the park and ride home. Who keeps doing that?
Who the hell?
Who is that? It's not funny.
It's gross.
Not funny.
Stinks.
Quite a palate you had today.
I feel like I'm forgetting things. It was so good. I love the state fair. We went early enough, and it was cool. It was cloudy and overcast. A little bit of drizzle. Cool us off.
Perfect.
Loved it.
Just like the misters at Six Flags.
Yep. Ooh, Emily can get, they have gluten-free cheese curds, and they're amazing.
Really?
Yep, got those.
What are they breaded in? Potato flakes?
Not sure. I still got, I didn't get the mousetrap ones.
Why don't we just cover everything in eggs and potato chips? Because potatoes are gluten-free.
Here's an idea.
Mm. Oh, would you still be allergic to chicken if it was not covered in gluten, you think?
Ooh.
No.
Man.
Yeah, do you ever just grill your chicken? Or is it only fried?
Is it only the kernel? Is the kernel?
You've only been frying your chicken your whole life, and you would have never thought that you could have grilled chicken this whole time.
I didn't know you could do that.
What are you talking about?
Grill. Where's the oil?
Yeah, exactly. I see the skin. What is this? That's gross. Okay. I don't know. There was a lot. I'm missing things.
Probably.
What else is there to do there?
Animals.
Oh, we hit up the...
Animals.
Yep. So we did the Miracle of Birth Center. Thank you. We'll talk about that. First time I've done it since I was a child, young child. It was never on our radar if I went with my parents because dad got grossed out. So here we come walking on up, and here's Mama Pig popping them out. And I'm like, oh, my God, I've never seen this. All these wee little piglets just squealing around, and they're cute as hell. And then I look towards the end of the pig, and there's, God bless this lady's heart, just elbow deep. I'm like, oh, she's pulling another pig out. And she just comes out with, I don't know how else to describe it.
Amniotic.
Besides goop.
Amniotic.
And I was like, okay. I was like, okay, come on.
Mama Pig has to eat that.
We're leaving.
Mama Pig has to eat
it's
all that.
A placenta.
But it was very cool. Yep, yeah. We saw the goats and the cows and all that fun stuff. And
yeah.
The Clydesdales, they're huge. Very cool. We saw them. We did a few of the carnival games. Spent way too much money to win myself a stuffed Squirtle.
That one.
There it is. Yep.
It's in the shot. Don't worry.
Yeah. Seriously, like probably $30 for that thing.
Worth it, though. What games did you play to win it?
Only the...
You did something with sports.
Yep, the gun one. Alex wanted to do the gun one where...
Oh, the water.
Yep. You don't have to... You don't. Nope. It shoots out multiple at a time. You don't have to press anything. It just goes. But you have to knock down all of the
teeth in the clown's mouth.
So same idea, but they weren't teeth in a clown's mouth.
What were they?
And I had to be first to do it. And I beat my brother-in-law 3 times to win that Squirtle. You had to pay every time.
Stiff competition, right?
Yeah, he was a great shot. He won a panda. With the wiffle ball ring toss that just bounces everywhere and then off the table and you don't win shit.
What?
Well, he got one in the yellow circle.
Nice.
Got a toy.
I've never seen that.
Me either. Nope. Last ball, too. It was great. You got a panda. We did that. We didn't even go in the grandstand. We usually like to go to the grandstand.
I was
going to
say, isn't there like a youth demo derby going on or something? A bunch of 12-year-olds smashing into each other with Buick Lucernes?
When'd you go?
Friday. I was not aware of that, but that would have been great. We did a lot.
Sometimes there's rodeos.
Alex tried a key lime pie beer. Wasn't a fan.
Why?
I finished it for him. I wasn't a fan.
Why?
A little too sweet.
Okay.
Too sweet. Oh, man. A lot of good things, right?
That's amazing.
A lot of good things.
Good times.
And then we went back that night for dinner.
To the state fair?
Yeah.
So you paid an $18 cover charge again?
Nope, they had a stamp. I'm going to show them the stamp.
Seriously?
Got right back in for dinner.
Mm-hmm. What'd you get for dinner?
The gluten-free things that I already told you about.
You just avoided gluten?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But hey, that bacon on a stick is gluten-free. That turkey leg is gluten-free. Scone nuts are gluten-free.
So,
but that scotch egg, that's for me.
Should we stay on fall festivals for a second?
Yes.
When's the last time you guys did a corn maze?
A while.
I did Seavers last year.
Uh-huh.
You did Seavers last year? What was the theme? What was it? Because I walked all the way into the center into his freaking eyeballs.
Robot.
Dang it. You were there, man. Nailed it.
I'm not familiar at all.
Oh. Seavers Corn Maze? Fall Festival?
Yeah. Nice pizza?
Yeah. Here. Dish up, Drew.
Come on. There you go.
Let the world see it. Grab two.
Thanks.
You're a growing boy.
We'll start one at a time.
All right. But yeah, Seaver's Corn Maze, super cool little fall fest. Food trucks come out and they have vendors, but super good food. I think I got some like some freaking brisket egg rolls or something like that. And something on a stick that was awesome. They had a petting zoo. They had pig races. Where like literally, it's like a horse race. So we could sit around and bet dollars with each other on what number horse is going to win.
That's awesome.
It's super cool. Bouncy places, things to climb on.
Doc, do you recommend it? Is it something everyone should do?
Yeah, I took Lily.
How's your team?
Who else did you take tonight?
I just took Sam Darnold.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Dude.
Backup?
JJ's
to my backup.
JJ's going to be back in 2 weeks. What are you talking about? Months. Optimism starts with an O. Offense. What about a haunted hayride last time? I did Nightmare at Pine Haven. Nightmare.
Is it scary?
Well, they used to emphasize the hayride, and they'd do a big extravagant thing, and it's cool, except now it's a lot of like pressurized air when you're going through like a small pole barn, and something mechanical will jump near you, not on you or at you, but that puff of air will blow a freaking Marlboro out of your mouth if you're not ready, and so that scares
you lose a few?
The life out of you, and by the time you recovered from that, it used to have two exits, and they did a big loop. Tractor would leave, it'd go around the whole property, come back, drop you back off. And yet, you could go left into a small haunted house if you want. That wasn't enough. You needed an extra shot of terror. Or you just go to the apple cider place where people are sitting around a bonfire. Kids are happy, laughing, jumping around on hay bales.
They're brilliant.
That's where I went right usually. Now it's they drive you all the way out to the edge of the property, and then they make you walk back. They're saving a lot in gas. And there's four or five haunted houses and other pole barns that now you're walking through. And they're very tight spaces. They don't have to get a John Deere through there and a hay bale hauler that is holding 30 people. Just you, man. That's all they got to get through there.
Got a little scared.
Let's just say I do the stall where I go, wait, whoa, whoa, wait, everybody wait, wait, wait. And then I let a good amount of space get between me and the group in front of me, and I sprint. I'm through. By the time they're ready to jump out, gone. And I'm making noise the whole time, so I can't hear.
Oh, my God.
Yep. And it's the pressurized air and the heat. When they shoot fire at you sometimes, you, oh, I don't like that. But the pressurized air, I'm not a fan. That's new.
That's scary stuff.
Yeah.
Very scary. Halloween's right around the corner, guys, right?
Yeah. I think we should do a corn maze.
I love it.
I found a very challenging one.
How long did it take you?
Well, Seaver's wasn't bad. So this is relatively easy, but I found one that's like people go in there in teams.
Yeah.
At certain times, like a tea time.
Yeah.
And they go in there and see who can make it out first.
Ooh.
I think second office would do pretty well.
I feel like I'd get freaked out.
I think you'd be all right. We'll strap a GoPro to you. All three of us get a GoPro. We leave with our significant other. See you at the end.
10 minutes in.
I'd be chafing, looking for some cream.
Yep. Well, good.
Man, you got a pit bull down here.
Telling you. Yeah, mama's
a lot of emphasis on the bull. Not a whole lot on the pit, though.
It's a good point.
Pit bull.
It's a good point.
Hey, do you know Pitbull's got his own soccer stadium now?
How? Because
It was only like $1 million to license.
Really?
And he has the rights to, he could throw a concert there like three times a week if he wants. Only he can play music there. It's brilliant. He's selling all of his merchandise and his own beer probably. He's probably got his own tequila he's selling in there.
Worldwide.
Yeah.
That's a really good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you, Pitbull.
I mean, the second office sounds like a great stadium name.
Sure does. So, Halloween's close, right? You know what's closer? Football season. Got us right around the corner.
Wait, real quick. Halloween, did you hear the Sphere lost $98 million in the first year and the chief financial officer quit?
For Vegas?
Yeah.
No.
It did a $98 million loss. So, it's going to be a Spirit Halloween. Yeah.
Their location managers are already like, we got the perfect.
We got it, dude. You want to talk about something? We're in and out. Watch this. We got the Sphere.
That's the White House.
That's great.
You know, up until about a year ago, it might have been last Halloween that I realized, I'm like, wait a minute, this was a PetSmart.
Yeah.
You didn't know.
I had to live in a town long enough to where I was like, wait a minute, things have changed.
Yep.
Well, the worst part is then it was nothing again. I'm like, where'd Spirit Halloween go?
You're like, it's not Halloween.
Yeah, it's March.
Like, where'd he go?
Yeah.
Yep. It's really funny. I know. It's a total thing, though. So the NFL. I do want to start with the Packers.
Oh, yeah.
Doc,
Oh, yeah?
They're bolstering up the bullpen, I heard.
Yeah, they made a trade.
Yeah.
Did you see it?
Yeah. Seventh round pick.
Yeah, so why are they...
No, he was a first round pick, I believe.
Yeah, so why are they trading for former first rounders if they got their quarterback of the future?
I don't think he was a first round pick.
Malik Willis?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, second round. End of the first? Wasn't he last pick of the first?
He was the first weekend of the draft pick.
I'm pretty sure he was a third round pick.
You might be right.
George, you told me he was a first rounder earlier.
Well, he was projected.
Well, now I'm projected to sound like a douche.
It cost a seventh rounder to get a backup quarterback.
Oh, you sure he's backup?
Hey, Josh Dobbs was a seventh rounder. He did pretty good for us for like a game and a half.
Exactly.
So I hope you get quality production out of such a cheap deal.
All jokes aside, who was your backup?
Matt Flynn.
Exactly.
Matt Flynn.
Matt Flynn. Matt Flynn was great.
Yeah. Brett Favre.
You don't even know.
Sean Clifford.
Who?
That dog?
Gotcha. So what's the point of this? To maybe see if there's something there that the Titans couldn't figure out?
It's great value.
It's what we do. We develop quarterbacks.
Yeah.
No, we'll develop him.
No, believe me, I get
and
it.
And then we'll trade him.
Yeah, believe me. I was like, okay, LaFleur will do 100 times the job that whoever was with him in Tennessee.
Well, talking shit about Vrabes? Wait, is he gone?
Yeah, Vrabes gone, right?
Never mind.
Is he?
Yeah, he doesn't work there anymore.
That's what I thought. Okay. Well, here's a little Vikes hype for you if you're looking for a little extra going
Nobody's
into the season.
Nobody's looking
for that. Oh, I am. You kidding
you
me?
You need it.
Going, yes, exactly. Yeah, going it. Into this season, I'll take all the hype I can get. So, starting with Cody Benjamin tweet. Who? I don't care. Biggest difference in Vikings quarterback Sam Darnold since his Jet days? ? We asked veteran linebacker Andrew Van Ginkel, who used to play against him in Miami. Quote, he's a lot more comfortable. He's got a lot more playmakers now. He understands who he is, how he can manipulate defenses. And that is so generic.
Are you hyping up your next, like, your quarterback now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't have to worry about J.J. doing well in practice and taking the starting
He's
spot.
He's going
to
let her rip.
This is Darnold's team. It's his year. So what that does is take away the fear, man. You can't ride a bull with the fear.
You're not looking over his shoulder.
You can't ride motocross with the fear. You can't ride roller coaster with fear. Not as fun.
He throws a pick. Who cares?
Yeah.
Not him.
Move on. It's your team still.
Not him.
Because we ain't got anything to back you up.
So this is a super generic tweet that I'm trying my best to find something from. And
no, it's there.
And it's there, right?
Yeah, it's there.
Thank you.
It's there.
Somebody should pull the radar up on their phone.
Why?
Is it getting...
I just got an ominous text.
Is it getting hot and heavy?
What did it say?
About weather?
Working? ? And I'm like, at the second office.
Oh,
looks like you guys are about to get rolled by a storm.
You responded to a text? Oh, it sounded like you didn't know who the text was from.
No, it's from Brandon.
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
And he's like, you guys are about to get rolled by a storm. And I'm like, sweet.
Well, it says we're in an excessive heat warning. These conditions are expected to last. Additional alert.
Morning.
Severe thunderstorm watch.
Woo!
Oh. Well, right. Like, that's why I said pull up the radar.
Well,
does something look juicy out there?
Well, we're hanging in there so far.
Juicy Lucy?
But here's some real hype as Vikings fans.
No,
Doc, I'm sure even as a Packers fan, you are...
the white stuff is heavy. That's,
yeah.
Yeah, that's happening.
Yeah.
Good stuff coming right over the top.
Frick. Are we done yet?
About halfway.
What?
Yeah.
We're going to die.
Hey. Okay.
We're going to die.
So,
Dad.
Before we die, allow me to get a little excited about my team before I get depressed about my team in a few weeks.
You're good, okay? Man.
No.
Yes.
I think we're going to have a lot of time to talk.
Even as a Packers fan, I'm sure you can appreciate the kicking woes we've gone through as a franchise.
I don't know what you're talking about.
He knows what we're talking about. Kicker Will Reichert just went 8 for 8 in today's practice. This is from this is last week, 5 days ago, but including a long one, about 58 yards out. Reichert even hit a metal pole in the middle of the uprights twice, meaning he had 2 perfect kicks. So maybe we got a kicker, too. We got a quarterback of the future. We got a kicker of the future.
Just not this year.
Well, you know. So I'm hyped.
I love you guys so much.
You too, man.
But you drive me fucking crazy.
Tell us about it.
You're gonna be probably a lot happier in a few weeks when I'm talking some shit.
That's the problem.
What if we go 3-0 and you guys go 1-2?
I'm excited. This is
would
best,
you be super
best time
pissed?
Of the year for a lot of Vikings fans.
Would you be super pissed? Because you know Georgie's gonna just be
He's gonna fucking. He's gonna.
Oh, dude, if we're good.
He'll stand up. Oh, I told you.
If we're good.
Sam Darnold. Yeah.
Taking my pants off. Yeah. You don't want
Darnold goes 21 for 42 for 437 and five touchdowns. Three of them are picks.
Yeah.
But three of them are just long bombs where Addison got loose, Justin got loose, and extended the play.
Yeah.
He's good. Oh, yeah.
That's kind of offense.
NFC player of the week.
Let's go.
Darnold jersey in studio.
It's when everything 35. 34. I don't know.
Get your Darnold gear ready.
Yeah.
Value's about to go up.
It's happening. Ask Doc. He just drafted him.
Yeah, seriously.
Ah, throw up.
Jordan Addison update. Dealing with a pretty significant ankle injury, at least out another week or two.
Are we sure he's not just doing a stint?
You got to wonder, right?
Yeah, he's kind of
he's
perfect.
He's like this season. Oh, that's what you meant. You got to wonder.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Let's hope. Let's hope he's getting... If this is an issue he's having, let's hope he gets the help and comes back. We need young men, not just young athletes.
That's a good point. Did you guys see the Tua comments on Brian Flores? You guys see anything about that?
No.
Apparently, Flores is a dick.
Well, we've heard allegations similar
Anyways,
to that.
This is on the Dan Le Batard show. Tua on Flores versus Mike McDaniel as a head coach.
What's the show called?
Dan Le Batard.
Okay.
Never heard of him?
No.
I didn't say it. Le Batard. Tua on Flores versus McDaniel as coaches. Quote, if you woke up every morning and I told you that you suck at what you did, that you don't belong, that you shouldn't be here, that you haven't earned this, then someone tells you, quote, you're the best fit for this. How would that make you feel? So there's clearly differing coaching styles.
One of the two is lying to you.
So different.
Which one's telling you the truth?
So clearly different coaching styles. Flores he commented on it and said, he goes that hurt and those comments do require some self-reflection. He had the correct response for it. Yeah. As two guys who played football, what kind of coach are you responding to?
Flo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
I think.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm taking a bite.
Yep.
Doc, what about you?
Come on, man.
I don't know. I mean, either one.
You got a lot of coaches, right?
Yeah, but like.
I would respond better to McDaniels.
You're playing the game. I mean.
Wait, well, sure. Are you talking about Tua's current coach?
If you Correct. Don't. If
who
you,
commented on his quarterback, I'm not happy with the Hawaiian Andy Dalton, but it's who we've got.
Okay, you're going to have to find that because Tua said himself, then Mike McDaniel comes in and says, you're the best fit for this. I never saw that. I looked for it and I didn't
find
it.
What does he say if he's looking at the other three quarterbacks in the room?
Okay, maybe.
I don't know.
Either way, he made Tua.
You don't think Patrick Mahomes would be the best fit for Miami Dolphins?
The point is, he made Tua feel all warm and tingly and special inside.
Mm-hmm. Does that make him play better?
He's a professional athlete. He should play better no matter
what.
Tua,
according to Tua, it did.
Did Tua play better when B-Flo was yelling at him, though? Did he have his best years when
No,
B-Flo
I'd argue Tua's best year was last year.
Okay.
I would respond better to Mike McDaniels if I have a dude telling me I haven't earned this and I'm in the pros, mm-hmm. which, sure, I get it to a point. I haven't earned any type of professional act, you know.
Some people didn't. Laquan Treadwell.
Yeah. You know, but if I've made it this far and I'm trying my ass off every day and I got a guy telling me that, I'm with,
so listen
know.
There, right there. That's what I want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
If you're trying your ass off every day.
Mm-hmm.
I think B-Flo probably had more people he talked to that way that he saw weren't trying their ass off that day or every day. Maybe mm-hmm. they were coming in there and kind of going through the motions.
Sure.
I know guys like Kyler Murray have been accused of that.
He got that defense playing, though.
Yep. Yeah. Got him what? Fired up. They mm-hmm. played angry because they were like, I'm gonna prove I'm worth it. I don't know.
A little food for thought. People respond.
Diamonds are formed
certain ways to different forms of mentorship.
But there is a time you'd be like, listen, man, not today.
Yeah, shut up. That's mean.
I speak for everyone here at the Second Office when I say we are big fans of golf. One thing we're very excited about is the Open is set to make a triumphant return to Royal Portrush in 2025, marking an exciting new chapter in the history of golf's original championship and providing another outstanding showcase for golf in Northern Ireland. You can be there to witness the action up close and personal as McIlroy, Lowry, Hovland, and Rahm battle for the claret jug. All you have to do is email our friend Kay at Sulit Experience. Again, that's K-A-Y at Sulit, S-U-L-I-T, experience.com for your golf journey to the 153rd Open Championship. Hey everyone, Sodi with the Second Office here. I'm sure I don't have to remind you, we're entering a new age of cannabis in this wonderful state of Minnesota, and our friends over at Flipside Dispensary and Music want to be your guide to finding that perfect high. You can shop their curated selection of THC and CBD edibles and drinks, peruse their 1,500 $5 records, chill in their custom-built listening lounges, and enjoy a cannabis atmosphere that is second to none. Located directly across from Bogart's Donuts in Minneapolis, Flipside is ready to help you spark a moment of joy and vibe to the music while you do it. Find them at FlipsideMN.com or at FlipsideMN on socials. Mention this ad and get 10% off your entire order. See you on the flip side.
Well, something like that.
Or if you're just in Dominican Sioux and you're just killing it and someone's like, you don't deserve to be here. You'd be like,
I'm going to step on you now.
Yeah.
Right. So, Doc, no opinion on matter.
I just told you that you're if you're a player.
Calm down, too.
You should just play. Like, you're there. I don't need...
You don't need
it doesn't
coaching?
Matter to me if a coach is yelling at me or,
you know it. So you know what you have to do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right? I'm not there for that.
Sure.
And so, thinking back to playing all the sports I played, I probably got more fired up by someone yelling versus the, you guys are really good at what you do.
Well, sure. If it's a compliment, then let's be fired up about it. And I respond to that.
Quarterback doesn't run into the huddle and go, listen, guys, we're all just going to have each other's back on this next play.
Say you're struggling. Say you're struggling in practice and you feel it. The team feels it. Mm-hmm. And then you got a coach telling you that. Are you going to get any better from those words?
Are you? I'm not going to get any
Whose
better.
Whose choice is that?
Depends on the player. Right?
Whose choice is that?
I'm not going to get any better from.
Right. From either.
I'm playing poorly in practice or something and the coach comes up to me. This was built for you. That's not helping me either.
That's a good point.
What the fuck am I doing wrong?
Sure. So it's a player.
See, I feel like, though, I'm thinking to myself, if I was an NFL coach, am I capable of saying that to a player? And I feel like it'd be after I said, do you want me to tell you what you're doing wrong yet? And if he got an attitude, excuse me, if he got an attitude or something with me, I'd probably be like, you know what? You don't even deserve to be here.
I like that approach.
I'm going to play devil's advocate and say we might not know the whole conversation.
Oh, definitely not, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you.
Because I had players in youth where it's like, dude, where's your head at right now? What's going on?
What's the meanest you ever got to an eighth grader?
I told a kid, do I have to take you out for the safety of the quarterback?
Ooh.
Because you can't block for him.
Just getting his dude run over, huh?
Yep. I said at this point, it's about teammate safety. If you can't get the job done, I will send somebody in there that can to make sure he stays safe.
What happened?
He rolled dudes, pancaked them for the next three, four plays in a row. Yeah, we scored a touchdown.
He got fired up?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yep. Well, actually, he had to take two plays off because he got really pissed at me. And I'm like, go cool off. Go yell at somebody.
Yeah.
And I went back over. I said, you ready? Because you're in.
Yeah.
Two plays. And he went in there and, just boom, started rolling heads.
Let's go.
Yep. I'm like, well, welcome.
I like that approach.
Woke the hell up.
I like that approach very much.
But if I was like, hey, man. Does it feel good just getting torched like that?
You're made for this.
You see the scorch marks on the grass?
We don't have anyone else. We're not putting anyone else. So you're doing great. You're doing
this
pretty
is
good.
You, buddy.
Just keep trying.
No, if it's really old line, good. You put a guy half his size out there and you tell him, I need you to just roll this dude for one play. And then this kid goes out and he looks like a tank and then like,
yeah, for real. Oh, good. Do you think Vikings fans are still wanting to trade for Trey Lance?
No, I think we're going after Tom Brady.
I would hope. Because, man, you guys see Trey Lance's game? And he's getting all the reps. He's getting all the reps. This is the most reps we've ever seen Trey Lance get. Most reps since North Dakota State, right?
We're not going to win 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five interceptions.
Five interceptions in a preseason game.
Yep.
Here's his stats from last game. Went 33 of 49. That's actually decent. 67.3. percent completion, right? Threw 49 times. Oh my God, they really gave him a chance to show his shit.
He went 2 for 3.
He had 323 passing yards. Cool, right? Off 33 completions, maybe want a little bit more than that, but that's good. One pass down, pass touchdown to 5 interceptions, 90 rushing yards and a touchdown, 52.9 passer rating.
He running back. He's running back. He might be Dallas's best running back.
Taysom Hill. Well, Doc knows when we started our work Dynasty League, he was my first pick.
What?
Sorry, first pick of the rookie draft next year.
Okay.
I believed in him, and then when he wasn't getting time in the Niners, I'm like, Vikes should trade for him.
Yeah.
Maybe not. Maybe not. Anyways. Speaking of the Cowboys, though, Jerry Jones quote that I just like.
Wait, real quick. Do you think we have enough pieces in place where it'd be worth our time and money to bring Tom Brady in for a season?
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like he's won a Super Bowl with less. I'm going to be honest.
Right?
I'm going to be honest.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't care. Yeah, what? Let's do it. One year.
Who can do it?
Here come JJ.
Who can take the one franchise that's been to four and never won one?
So let's ask this. Would he be better than Darnold?
Yes. I think instantaneously.
Then let's give it a shot. Who's picking up the phone?
I think there's about seven quarterbacks that he's not better than.
I feel like he's definitely on his retirement tour. I keep seeing pictures of him. He's making appearances some places, and I feel like there's just no soul behind those eyes anymore. I think he sold out, and there's big things coming for Tom.
I think once training camp is done and those airplanes are flying over Foxborough, he's going to go to a game and go, I could do this, but inside.
He's going to call Bill up and be like, Dad?
But then he's going to, you know what, I'd like a couple snow games, maybe a late Lambeau or Soldier Field. Wait, did Chicago get a new stadium?
No.
No.
They're working on one, I think, though.
Are they?
Mm-mm.
Okay, never mind.
Oh, Soldier Stadium's going to be there for a while.
I thought they were getting a new stadium.
Maybe you're right. Doc would know. Doc says no.
Doc's a huge... Are you kind of a Bears fan, too?
Fuck no.
Oh.
Nice.
Just checking.
Nice.
Get easy, Packy.
They're not getting a new field.
Well, yeah. I think they get a new field almost every season. They bring new sod in.
No.
Mm-mm. Mm-hmm. Same one since the 60s, I guess.
Yeah.
Jerry Jones on why he remains Dallas's GM, even though he's old as balls.
What are they watering that grass with?
Quote, Jerry Jones, nobody can fucking get this shit done better than me.
Well, he's not getting it done.
Seriously?
I love that kind of remark from someone who, like, they haven't won in 30 years.
He's not getting it done.
He's not getting it done. He's actually not getting it done. He got it done at one point, got rid of the coach who was... probably the biggest part in getting it done, Jimmy Johnson.
Jimmy John.
And it hasn't won shit since. But hey, I'd be going out the same way if I were Jerry Jones. So, respect, I guess.
I don't know if you want to read that real quick. I'm not an idiot.
What's going on?
Chicago Bears have a new stadium. Construction's planned to start in 2025. Should be complete in 2028.
Doc!
This isn't real.
Well, it's okay. Here, go back. What about any of these? What about ESPN? What do they have to say? I mean, it's...
not happening.
Okay.
I think Doc's embarrassed right now.
No, this isn't real.
Trump.
So do you know his algorithm?
Trump probably tweeted.
Fake news.
From Chicago Bears. Bears release plans for stadium project in Chicago.
If it doesn't come from the owner of the Chicago Bears, and when I say that, I mean Aaron Rodgers, it's not real.
Chicago Tribune. Oh, I like that. I like that.
Hey, good one.
Yep, that is good. Do the Jets play Chicago this year? They do, don't they? Don't the Jets play the whole NFC North, including us?
I believe so. I believe you're right.
That's great. That's got to be at Soldier Field, right? I'm going to look that up.
Yeah, look that up. That'd be great.
Because if he gets to go back to Chicago and still tell him,
even, even as a Jet, you got to respect it.
That'd be huge.
That'd be great. Yeah, find out if that's in Soldier Field. That'd be good. We're all football today. This is great. Okay. You guys interested in Kirk Cousins' practice playlist?
Nope. It's trash.
Yeah, it's absolutely. It's like, it's exactly what you would expect a millennial preteen to be listening to.
Like, what is his, like, you want to talk about not getting hyped up for practice.
I'm telling you. Did you see this list?
Yeah.
Right? Sody, I need you to, find out, are they at Soldier Field? Or is it in MetLife?
They're playing us, but I don't see them playing any other NFC North people.
Stop.
We play them in London, I think. All I see is 8:30 a.m. and I'm thrilled.
Oh, for the Bears?
No, for Jets Vikings. Jets Vikings, yeah. Nope, never mind.
Not
this year. Unless it's... No, they would never play in there.
Yeah. All right. Kirk Cousins' playlist. For practice. Get him hyped up. The Middle by Jimmy Eat World. Move Along, the All-American Rejects.
There's some Blink-182 in there, though, isn't there?
Yeah. Holiday by Green Day.
Yeah.
Stacy's Mom by Fountains of Wayne.
Remember, he's playing this in Atlanta.
Yeah, I know. All the Small Things by Blink-182. Mm-hmm. The Anthem by Good Charlotte. This is my 8th grade playlist. Yep.
You know what I mean?
This is a millennial preteen playlist.
Emo.
Yeah.
Like American Pie.
Mr. Brightside by The Killers. Great song, but come on. Stereo Hearts featuring Adam Levine by Gym Class Heroes. Best of You, Foo Fighters. Lifestyles of the Rich and the Famous, Back to Good Charlotte. Sugar, We're Going Down, Fall Out Boy. And it's all the radio singles from these bands, too. It's all the radio singles.
No swearing.
No. It's like... Dirty Little Secret, The All-American Rejects. I'm saying he's not like, oh, I like this band, I'm going to listen to the album. It's what's on the radio.
Yeah.
And that's as far as he's listening. This Love by Maroon 5. Somebody Told Me, The Killers. Dear Maria, Count Me In, All Time Low. Kryptonite, Three Doors Down. And Ocean Avenue by Yellow Card.
Yellow Card's good.
Notice No Creed. Even though that was such a staple in our locker room last year. Anyway, Kirk, I love you and I miss you, but such a trash playlist, dude.
Yeah, I mean, what do you think, like, all the skill players, like, we're not practicing.
Yeah, I hope this is just in his earbuds.
Like, we're not doing this.
We're not doing it, Kirk.
No, I do believe the story I saw where he got to pick the playlist for a day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for everybody.
And so the whole facility.
Yeah, oh. So the facility.
Was listening to that.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah. That's a bad practice.
Bijan Robinson was getting down to move along, because I know you do, move along.
He's probably like, what the fuck is this?
You looking for the dog? Yeah. Yeah, she's around.
Hey.
I had the door open.
What?
I had the door open because the oven got smoky, and I was sure. Like, she didn't like run out the door or something.
Here she is.
Here she is.
Yep, she just wants pizza. All
right. Are those three pizzas in the freezer? Those are mine, right?
Boom.
All yours, baby.
Oh, I just wanted to make sure I didn't eat the wrong thing.
No.
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 No, you're good.
Are you recording right now?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
No,
get
you're good.
Get out of here. God.
All right, bye.
Enjoy your pizza. Man. Cool addition to NFL Sunday Ticket, which I don't have.
Are these the same?
But people are going to be, are going to be excited about it.
Man. Otherwise, I'm going to eat this whole za. It's not going to be cool.
Either of you guys do NFL Sunday Ticket? Does your da still do?
Da does, I believe.
Yeah. NFL Sunday Ticket adds, quote, fantasy view, allowing you to link your Yahoo. Oh, it's, you gotta
that's
have,
old.
You got to have Yahoo.
No.
This one you do.
Who has Yahoo?
They used to have fantasy, right. Fantasy Tracker on DirecTV. You could input the players from your fantasy team.
DirecTV had it.
Yeah.
That's right. Yep. This isn't new.
Fantasy Tracker.
Yahoo.
It was literally like press red for Fantasy Tracker.
That's right.
On Red Zone.
Or no. You could press the red channel. Button even to get like the box scores.
They had a fantasy channel where you could put six games where you had guys going too.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It would pick the six games.
This
of players
is nothing new. Yahoo.
No.
Yahoo. This has been a thing. This is why nobody uses Yahoo, right? Comment somewhere on where you see our episodes if you use Yahoo, and then I'll formally apologize.
No, we won't.
Yeah. Screw it.
We'll apologize for $10,000, Yahoo.
Allowing you to link your Yahoo Fantasy NFL Fantasy account to your NFL Sunday Ticket subscription so you can keep track of how your team's doing while you're watching the game.
Dude, the Metrodome did that when they were trying to spice things up for season ticket holders.
Mm.
They gave season ticket holders a tablet so you could watch other football games.
Really?
While you were at the Metrodome.
Wow.
And Cal was just tracking fantasy players the whole time.
Of course.
And I was like, that's stupid. Why wouldn't we want to watch the game we're watching? And then, you know, like McNabb was just dicing us up. So I was like, all right, what do you got on the tablet?
I get it.
Yep.
Yep. We talked a little bit on Premium last week about NFL Network's top 100.
Yep.
ESPN has their top 100.
Oh, mm-hmm. Shoot.
No? Worth saying that the NFL top 100 is voted on by the players. a lot of the players are stupid.
Really?
In my opinion.
A CTE.
It's got to be a CTE.
Wait, did you guys hear about the CTE league?
I want to go through... Yeah, Antonio Brown's doing Lord's work over there, isn't he?
No, it's an organized football that plays tackle, full contact tackle football with no pads or helmets.
Oh, my God.
It's called rugby.
Kind of, but it's dope. I mean, it's a bunch of just Amazon drivers getting just rocked. There's some clips I'll show you.
Okay, can't wait. ESPN's list. I'm going to go through the top 25 super quick and see if...
That's a lot.
It's not. Because it's going to go quick. I'm not going to...
Yes, more rapido.
Mm-hmm.
Andale.
So first of all, three Lions in the top 25.
Really?
Yeah, they're stacked. Can you name them?
Any Bengals or Bears?
Is there actually four?
Is it only offense?
No.
Oh, God damn it.
So they got Amon-Ra 25, which is, first of all, too low. Amon-Ra is below A.J. Brown, which I disagree with.
Aiden Hutchinson. And one more?
Sam Laporta.
In the top 25?
Nope.
Goff?
Nope.
Oh, Gibbs? Jahmyr Gibbs.
Nope.
What? Mm-mm.
Is it an offensive lineman?
It's your big bruiser, Panay Sewell.
Oh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's a monster, former Duck. Yeah, Lions are. I was going through
this.
He's
a monster, former Duck.
He is a monster, former Duck. Yeah, just reminded me that the Lions are stacked. So Amon-Ra, 25. Panay Sewell, 24. Kelsey, 23. Followed closely by, right behind George Kittle at 22. Agree or disagree with that?
Well.
For this year?
Yeah, it's for this year.
Yeah, well, usually they bet on last season, or are they going into this season? This season? Which is last season?
Well, I want to say that it's this season because of who's number three.
Hey, Kittle had a 3-touchdown game last year. Did Kelsey?
I think Kittle's been the all-around better player.
As far as points scoring goes, I think Kelsey has probably produced more yards, fantasy points, catches,
he
stuff
has.
Like that.
He has the stats, of course.
What because if you, Kittle's a better blocker, honestly.
He's like an O-lineman out there. Yep. What if you put Kittle on the Chiefs? Does he do what Kelsey does?
No. I don't know.
No, I think Kelsey does what he does no matter where he goes.
No, of course he does. Kelsey's amazing.
Yep.
Does Kittle do what Kelsey does on the Chiefs if Kittle's on the Chiefs?
I don't think the run game works better in San Fran because of a guy like Kittle.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't know, if you're looking at
close,
a tight end position,
he's close.
Yeah, I would say
either way.
Overall, in a circle, Kittle plays the better tight end position, blocking all of it.
So they're 22 and 23, which I agree.
But you get
with.
Taylor Swift with Kelsey.
Ooh.
I'm out.
No, I'm in. Back in now. Anyways. A.J. Brown at 21. I take Amon-Ra before A.J. Brown. Hmm. Disagree?
Yeah.
Hmm. Sody?
Because I'll use your same argument. I think A.J. Brown in Detroit would do better than what Amon-Ra's doing.
Whoa.
Amon-Ra operates everywhere, dude. They put him in the backfield. He catches 10 passes a game. They're much different receivers. I don't think they do the same thing in that offense.
He's Debo.
No, I'm talking about stats-wise.
Gotcha. God, Amon-Ra's stats are crazy, though.
I bet A.J. Brown would eat.
Sure, I'm sure he would. You're probably right.
As a guy
there's less competition.
In Detroit.
For targets, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That is true, and he's doing it with some pretty
good guys. Not necessarily. Less in Detroit?
Yes.
Jahmyr Gibbs, Sam Laporta,
Brent
Jameson Williams.
Okay, just stop. Let's just go. You want to go position by position?
If there's not Amon-Ra. Sorry. Okay.
Yeah.
So switch him. Okay.
Switch him. A.J. Brown's not who
okay,
he's
well,
competing
then who
with
the,
less.
Eagles just traded for Jahan Dotson to be their third wide receiver because they have no depth. They have Dallas Goedert at tight end. Detroit's weapons are better.
Where's Brent Celek?
No. Yeah. You kidding? No. Okay, let's do it then. Let's go. Let's do it. So, number two wide receiver.
Devontae Smith.
Yes. Devontae Smith is better than Jameson Williams, for sure.
Yeah.
Of course.
Johan Dotson's better than Jameson Williams.
Whoa.
Dude, I know you had a boner for him. He's been trash.
I don't have a boner for him.
You were all about him. You said this is going to be his year on the Commanders, this and that. You drive.
No. Scary Terry, it's going to be his year.
Dude, you talked up Dotson to me a lot.
Last year?
It was like his rookie year.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah.
And his first 2 years were good.
He caught a couple touchdowns. They weren't. Yeah, look it up. Seriously, he caught a couple touchdowns. Let's go.
Dude, he was the next thing.
I know he was first rounder.
No, they got rid of him because of his work ethic.
Ooh.
Dan Quinn doesn't like him in practice.
Ah. Well, that's probably why he's been bad.
I don't think he's been bad.
So last is that a guy you last year he was really bad.
Is that a guy you would treat like B-Flow would treat somebody or Mike Patanius? You'd B-Flow that boy, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I'd B-Flow guy.
You got to set him straight.
You got to B-Flow him.
Let him know, like, dude, you're playing NFL. Mm-hmm. Act like you want to be here.
He did not have a good year last year.
Well, what's a good year?
Something that doesn't get you traded to be the third wide receiver on a team.
When you're
still in your rookie contract.
He was the 56th best player.
Yeah.
All right.
But what's Williams? Williamson.
Well,
trash.
High ceiling, that's what Williams.
He's been injured. He's been a mixture of injured and trash. He's apparently had his
he's broken
this crazy Hey, at the very least, he's fast and he stretches the field. I'm not even using Jameson Williams. That's the thing. I'm using Jahmyr Gibbs and Sam Laporta. Yeah. Those two are better than Philly's next three or four.
Really?
Yeah, and David Montgomery.
Then Barkley?
Saquon Barkley?
Ah, shit. Forgot he's on the Eagles now, huh?
He's all right.
Jalen Hurts? Jalen Hurts isn't just a quarterback throwing the ball.
He is a threat himself.
Well, what does that have to do with how the receiver will perform?
Because Jalen Hurts is taking away passes from A.J. Brown.
They get it when
he runs.
Yeah.
It's another.
So if Goff is just feeding A.J. Brown.
How many times does Goff take off on a scramble?
Sure.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm saying A.J. Brown in Detroit puts up better stats than he does now and better stats than
Amon-Ra. On the offenses alone, yes. I will still maintain that the offensive supporting cast for Detroit is a lot better than that of Philly.
Hear, hear.
Also, Philly just lost Hall of Fame alignment.
Jason?
Yep.
Just sound. He'll be back.
Pat Surtain, number 20, cornerback. There's Aiden Hutchinson at 19. Fred Warner, 18. Sauce Gardner, 17. Nick Bosa, 16.
Bosa's cool.
Nick. I hope I agree with that. 15, CJ Stroud.
Joey's kind of weird.
Already top 15 for Siege.
I believe.
Trent Williams, 14, still doing it at age 36. That's crazy.
He's a beast.
Holding out for a contract. At 36, he's holding out for a better contract. Good for him. Joe Burrow, 13. 12, Chris Jones. Yeah. 11, CeeDee Lamb. Just signed a new contract. $34 million a year.
Didn't he just hint at a trade to the Chiefs?
Well, he's not going anywhere now.
Not going anywhere now.
Sounds like Dallas could free up a lot of cap space getting rid of a contract.
Number 10.
Oh, no, not anymore. You take a big cap hit in the beginning.
TJ Watt, number 10.
Yep.
9, Christian McCaffrey. 8, Tyreek Hill. 7, Micah Parsons. 6, Jamar Chase. That's too high for Jamar.
Really?
I think so.
Justin's still on there.
He's great, and he's looked great. Like, he is absolutely one of the best receivers in the game, but there's yet to be like a whole thing put together for him. There's always, and it's not even necessarily his fault.
It's a season without injury.
Burrow missed time. He's missed time for two seasons, like his rookie season and last season. He missed a lot of time. Anyways, I don't think he's 6 though. Josh Allen, 5.
Whoa.
Myles Garrett, 4. So of the edge rushers, I like this conversation. So according to this top 25 at least, Aiden Hutchinson, TJ Watt, Micah Parsons, Myles Garrett, and I think I'm forgetting one. Nick Bosa. That's tough.
I know who I'm taking.
Who are you taking?
Nick
Hutchinson.
You got Aiden? I think TJ Watt. I think TJ Watt, Myles Garrett.
Nick's a freak. Have you seen his?
So is Micah Parsons.
I mean, they're all freaks, but
I don't think any of this is necessarily wrong. Like Micah Parsons, like he's a Von Miller, right? Kind of a one trick pony, but he does that one trick better than anyone. It's crazy. He's just so fast.
Name Aiden Hutchinson's celebration when he gets a sack or a big tackle.
Can't.
Name T.J. Watts.
Can't.
What's Nick Bosa's?
The flag in the ground.
He doesn't shrug and put his hands up like this.
Oh, I'm not sure.
Okay, because that's the only one I can think of, which makes me think I've seen more highlights of him wrapping dudes up.
You've seen something of him.
I see.
He does this.
What about Myles Garrett?
He's dude on steroids.
With helmets, right?
Give him PEDs. Anytime he goes sleeveless, give him a PED test.
All right, so top three. Who haven't I said?
Patrick Mahomes, Justin Jefferson, and Breece Hall.
Yeah, two of them.
Another
quarterback.
Puka Nacua.
MVP.
Lamar Jackson.
Justin Jefferson, 3. Lamar Jackson, 2. Pat Mahomes, 1.
Lamimiar Jaguakas.
Exactly. I kind of like that top 25.
Yeah.
Usually ESPN.
Is that the staff?
I believe so.
They didn't ask us.
They sure didn't.
We're associated.
But that's why we ask. That's why we ask ourselves, though. Because our opinions are better. Cool. Well, man, it's been all football. Let's finish up with all football.
What?
I want to test this theory laid out by Bill's Twitter. Where'd it go?
It's a weird name.
Well, it's the Twitter of the Buffalo Bills.
Isn't it X now?
The X of the Buffalo Bills.
Who are they dating now? This is their ex.
So according to, well, this Bills tweet, and then they ask players and stuff too, but I'd like to see how we do on this.
Ooh.
Buffalo Bills tweet, dudes can literally just sit around and name old sports players and just have the best time.
And what college they went to. That's what I enjoy.
Well, I think you say the name and then you say a memory about them or, like, yeah, college and stuff like that. That's how it starts, right?
John David Booty.
I've definitely done this. JDB. Mm-hmm. Jimmy Clancy.
Tavon Austin, greatest college highlight tape of all time.
All 5'8", Tavon Austin, first wide receiver taken.
Aaron Hernandez.
So stupid.
Yeah.
Woo!
He was fun to watch as a Gator.
Yeah, he was great. Seriously, though, that... Okay.
Just when out there killing people.
Timmy Tebow?
Before we knew he was a killer...
Colt McCoy?
Before he... Greatest quarterback name of all time.
Colt McCoy, hook 'em horns, baby.
The fact that he played for the Texans is crazy.
Go Texas.
Seriously, though. Before we knew he killed people, Hernandez and Gronk at the same time. That's crazy.
And they had...
That is crazy.
Takeo Spikes. Or no, Brandon Spikes on defense.
Uh-huh.
Pretty sure they had a...
Merriweather. They had a Merriweather at linebacker.
Brandon Merriweather.
He was really good.
They had a cornerback that was like number two, because I'm pretty sure Percy was number one. Percy Harvin.
Janoris Jenkins. They had Reggie Nelson. Tim Tebow.
Wow.
The Pouncey twins, all the offensive line.
Yeah, Marquise and, the other Pouncey. Yep, forgot.
And the Pouncey twins were the ones wearing the free Hernandez gear.
Yeah. Yeah, they were.
Yeah.
Gronk, Tom Brady, all those guys.
Such a bad look. They come in with the shirt and the hat. Free him. Yeah. He didn't do anything.
He was troubled.
Mm-hmm.
But no, there's a documentary about that Gator team, I'm pretty sure, and just how freaking dominant they were.
Oh, I'd like to watch.
Man,
that.
There's something about like the idols I had growing up. That Florida Gators team was one of them.
Who?
No, it's so like all my idols are pretty much bad people. Florida Gators team.
Let's hear them.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Bill Cosby.
Brett Favre.
Louis C.K.
Was Janoris Jenkins on that?
I'm pretty sure he was on that
was
team.
Was he
a Gator? I think it Malcolm Jenkins.
Oh,
he was LSU.
He was a Gator. It might have been later than that. But
me. It's fine.
But yeah, I mean, these people are just, they end up to not be good people.
Kirby Puckett.
Remember, you had a great name drop of old Vikings wide receivers.
I did.
Bobby Wade.
Bobby Wade, baby.
Number 19.
Yep. Sidney Rice was 18.
Bobby Wade, 19.
Bernard Berrien, he was 87. You had B.D. Shanko, 81. Klein Saucer.
What does B.D. stand for? Because we all remember.
There was a live news coverage in the locker room when he was changing, and there was a speech going on, and Vasante is very comfortable around his teammates.
He's perfectly in the background, turns around, and there's this massive wiener.
It's huge.
Huge. BD Shanko, baby. He was great.
I think he got engaged the next week.
A lot of sausage.
Also played with BD Shanko, Jarius Wright, the king of third down conversions.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He had like one for you guys?
Cedric Griffin.
He had a shit ton. That's all he caught. He did not have a good career, but he had multiple years with us just catching first downs.
Remember Marcus Sherrills?
Oh, my God. Always made the team as a punt returner. One of the greatest punt returners.
Yep.
Like the league had for a few years.
Always.
Never dropped it. Never fumbled it. Housed a couple.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, local dude, too, right? Rochester.
I believe so.
Mm-hmm. God, yeah, Marcus
Sherrills. And Sherrills. He was a gopher. Yep.
And he was a gopher. And he even got snaps at cornerback. He was just so tiny.
Yeah. But he played nickel a couple times.
Yeah, he sure did.
He held up.
Mm-hmm. Mostly.
A lot of fun back then, man.
Mm-hmm. Remember, were you at
Chester Taylor, dude.
CT. Loved CT. When it was 28 and 29 for Adrian's first couple years.
Yep.
That was great. Loved CT.
And Tony Richardson as the fullback. You kidding me?
T-Rich, 48.
One of the greatest fullbacks to ever put purple on.
That's why I did my big-ass running back, number 48, because T-Rich.
Nafahu Tahi.
I sure do.
He was a beast, too.
Uh-huh.
Man, we've had some great fullbacks.
Number 38. Frickin' Nafahu Tahi-esque, but we asked him to do a lot more.
Matt Asiata.
And he couldn't. You're exactly right. You were exactly right. Matt Asiata. You need 3 yards, he's going to get you 3 yards. You need five, he's probably going to get you two or three.
He was supposed to be our Matt Forte, and he was just kind of our Matt Four.
So I drafted Adrian Peterson the year he whipped his child on the nuts. Nice. Drafted him that year. And it was like a week before he did it. So I'm like, ah, shit. Okay, well, let's go overspend half my free agent budget on Matt Asiata, right? Yep. And I think it was the first game or something. It might have even been against Patriots that we saw. He caught like a 30-yard pass from Matt Castle. Here's another name. And it was 7-0, and we were psyched. And I was like, Asiata's going to be great. And I think we ended up losing like 30-7. Mm-hmm. Brady just took us down, and it was crazy to see. It was actually really fun to see Brady just didn't even sweat. Yeah. It was kind of crazy. Well, anyways,
it's cold up here.
I think Matt Asiata had two or three touchdown games where he would have about 20 carries for 40 something yards and three touchdowns.
Goal line,
baby. Mm-hmm. Were you at the game?
That's because Jerick McKinnon was getting all the open field yards.
The TCF Bank Stadium game, Vikes Jets, when we got super cheap tickets. Did you come to that with us?
No. You and I went to Patriots Jets, or yep. Patriots Vikes.
Yep. That game went to OT, and Teddy Bridgewater audibled to a screen pass to Jarius Wright. 60-something yard touchdown for a game winner. It was great.
Wait, the Jets game?
Yep.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. That was when the Jets were really bad. First play of the game, I think, was an interception by us.
It was a quarterback, Pennington.
God, maybe. I'm not going to look it up.
It was probably Sam Darnold.
Nope, it was before Sam. It was before Sammy.
Joe Flacco.
Mm-mm. I don't know.
Joe Namath.
Yeah. Yep, first play of the game, Joe Namath interception.
Joe Namath, me another starting quarterback. Sorry.
Don't do that.
Is this storm here yet?
All right. Well, we can just probably do this.
Oh, yeah.
That's fine. All right. Okay, music's playing. More names.
I mean, it's been fun listening to you guys talk about Vikings.
I started with the Packers, and you didn't feed into
super,
it at all.
Super, super fun.
How are the Packers doing? What are you looking forward to the most?
Winning.
Ah.
My yes. quarterback throwing for 4,000 yards.
Do we have
yards.
A draft tomorrow night?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a... Yep.
7?
I guess.
What's that?
Football.
It's like the Friends League.
You take
one
players from different teams and you accumulate their points and you.
It's mostly for shit talking, but we're up in the ante a little bit this year, and I'm looking forward to that.
It's gonna be fun.
We more than doubled the pot.
How much is the league
bucks.
I just got into?
$50, baby.
$250.
Is it $250 now? I thought it was $2.
Thought I'd test the water at $250. See how I thought.
I'm down for $500.
I called for $250.
Calm down.
I called for $250 last year.
I think we'll vote on it.
Okay. Probably you vote.
You get to vote this year, man. That'd be fun. I get to vote on my own, too. That's awesome.
Yeah, instead of being half of a full vote, I get that.
Man, the second office controls 25% of that league.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have a sound effect? Oh, it's a toilet. Never mind. Don't do it.
I won't do that.
Thanks.
TJ Clemmings, worst offensive lineman of all time. Like, subscribe, YouTube, all that good stuff. Check out the shop, secondoffice.org. Patreon.com/secondoffice. Shit.
Why are you doing it like it's a commercial?
Because